Young Daniel Henabry is an outstanding AFL footballer. He plays for the Sydney Swans, and we're just going to assume that he and every teammate on his list is flying. Mm-hmm. They're all flying. They've all had their best preseason ever. So we're just going to assume that we're not going to ask him that question, all right? We're not going to ask him. Good morning to you, Dan Henabry.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good, Dan.
Mate. Hey, Dan, Gazy, we just had a couple of the Storm boys in the studio, and they've given us one of their kit shirts, one of their training shirts. Gazy's put the shirt on, and he can't stop touching himself. He's looking at himself in the mirror. He can't get enough of his own reflection at the moment. When the new kit arrives at the Swans, and you've got the new polos or whatever, and you've got to try them on, who's the one bloke there who just can't get enough of himself in the mirror?
Yeah, Kirsty gets one of those. He doesn't be quite a big bloke, but he loves to put on a new gear, and he always orders it a size lower, so it makes him more big. But I think I love looking himself in the mirror.
But do you still get a kick about it when the kit comes in and all the new gear is loaded up? Does it still give you a bit of a rush?
Yeah, a little bit. Gives you a little bit of a leg up. I mean, you feel like a kid at Christmas a little bit, but then when you realise you're at 3K in about 20 minutes.
Hey, Dan. Dan, I was reading this story that you went off to the United States recently, or in January, I think it was, for this Gatorade-type training facility. Now, was that purely marketing, or did you actually do something over there?
No, a lot of people think it's just a holiday. But we actually, we actually train pretty hard over there.
Come on, Dan.
We had two big solid training sessions, one with the AIS kids, which was great. So we trained with about 40 other talented kids, which was outstanding. And we did a running session after that. And then the other days, we basically went to their facility and tested for the whole day. So it was a pretty solid week, to be honest with you guys. And admittedly, most of the people that ran the footy club reckon it was a four-day holiday, but it was a pretty solid four days.
And what are they testing you for?
So we did all sorts of tests. We did sort of coordination, vision tests. We did VO2 max test. We did a bike maximal 30-second test. So from power to speed to endurance to strength, all that sort of stuff. We did that over a period of 2 to 3 days. And, look, all the guys got a lot out of it and really enjoyed it. And certainly impressed me and surprised me with what we were able to do over there.
And all your measurement, like individual measurements, do you find, even though you think, I can't get much more out of myself than I've already got, are your numbers improving year on year, or have you kind of reached your sort of, your maximum operating levels?
Well, certainly this year they've improved as opposed to last year. I think I probably did some more work over the off-season and that sort of thing. But I think every year, as different players have shown, different clubs, you can always improve, whether it be a speed or an endurance test. I think you can always improve. I think there's different ways you can go about it, but I think you saw, I think, Kane Corns ran a PB in his 15th season. So certainly, no matter who you are or what stage of your career, you can always improve on different things.
A lot of talk about the father-son situation with the AFL, and Josh Dunkley, I think, was part of that trip with you. How did he look?
Yeah, Dunkley, he looked really good. I think we saw a little bit of him throughout the pre-season. He sort of come up and bobbed his head up here, and he's certainly a big kid for his age, and he's a great kid. He trains really hard, and he certainly impressed me. He was one of the three or four kids that really impressed me while we were training over there, and he certainly looks like he's going to be a player.
Is he a better kick than the old man?
He only kicked one off his shin throughout the session, so that shows me that he's going to be certainly a quality player.
Because Andrew had that awkward ball drop, and sometimes these things are genetic, Dan.
It is.
Has he got that sort of awkward ball drop that his old man had?
He's no Jeremy Gray in terms of kicking style, but he actually is not a bad kick. He actually hit some beautiful kicks, so I think that's what impressed him. He's a good athlete, he's a good size, but he also can kick the footy, so he's certainly got a lot of attributes at a young age.
Can I ask you about one kid that you did pick up out of the Not Father, Son or Academy this year, and that's Isaac Heaney. And we've heard a lot about him over this, and I know that you've had some exposure to him before this, but is he ready-made, Daniel? Is he going to play like significant minutes in his first AFL season?
I don't want to put a moz on him. It's always going to be tough. You never know for sure. But early indications are that from what I can see, I think he is. The way he goes about his training, he's already built like a midfielder. He's got all the athletic attributes. And he's a super sort of kick. So from what I can see, I think he will play some big minutes this year. But once again, it's too early to tell. We haven't even played Aintree Club yet next week, and certainly got an ad series to get through and try and prepare ourselves best for round one. So, you know, hopefully for him he does, and I think he's good enough too, and we'll just wait and see.
Well, with what's going on, with what took place last year, and you look ahead, you need to make some changes. I think any team, no matter how what success they've had, they've got to try and improve. What are the areas of improvement that the Swans be looking at?
Oh, I think we identified, certainly there's a number of areas you can get better at, and even our strengths, which is our defence, we can sort of improve different ways to get better at that. But I think just like any team, we want to try and be able to defend really well. Like we always do have that as our foundation. And then clearly, teams are getting really good now at the press and holding the ball in their forward half. So it's about trying to make sure we can penetrate that really quickly and turn defence into offence really quickly and try and score a bit more than we did last year and not allow teams to, I suppose, score heavily against us in windows, I suppose, like Hawthorn did in the grand final. So it's different areas you can work on all the time. But, yeah, certainly we've worked on a couple of those things over the last couple of months.
It was like an out-of-body performance at grand final. We're not going back, you know, but we're only going back to look forward. It was such an uncharacteristic performance by, you know, your team. Do you, because it was so unusual, Dan, do you kind of dismiss it and just say, it was just
an aberration?
It was such a bad day. We can't, there's really nothing we can take from it. Or is there something at the core of that game that you can use as a springboard into 2015?
Oh, I think it's probably the easy and a soft option just to go, oh, look, it was an aberration, it was a one-off, it was a shit day, and we move on and we just put it under the carpet. I think that's a really probably poor way to look at it. I think it was an off day, but there was miles and off day. I think Hawthorn certainly were harder and brought the pressure more than us, and we couldn't handle that, and we sort of weren't good enough on the day. So we certainly addressed it last year, and we've used that as motivation, certainly just to kind of get better and realise that we've got a long way to go, and we need to improve. And as I said, we've worked on different things this pre-season to get better, and it's sort of been dealt with last year, but it's certainly been used as a driving force this pre-season to get better. And I think if you don't look at it that way, it's probably the easy option.
Yeah, fair point. We know that you mentioned Kurt Tibbett before just being a bit, you know, partial to a glimpse of himself. And let's be honest, let's be just between the three of us. Yep. If we look like that, and you're a much better looking man than we are, Daniel, but if we all look like Kurt Tibbett, we'd probably be a little in awe of ourselves as well.
I would not own a T-shirt.
Is he, how much, we've read stories that he's going to, you know, spend more time sort of in the ruck this year. Have you got a, I mean, I'm sure you've been doing simulations and drills and all that sort of stuff. Have you got a sense for kind of how much time he's going to spend in the ruck in 2015?
Well, I mean, I think we're all hopeful for a bit more than last year. He's shown certainly throughout different parts of this preseason. He's such a big man, and he's got that ability to cut the ball pretty well to the mids. But we hope he can play some more time in the ruck. He's been on a modified preseason. Having said that, he's done a lot more than last year. He's in a lot better condition this time compared to last year. So we're hoping he can have some good game time in the NAB Cup and be ready to go round one. And whether that's ruck or forward or purely forward, we'll wait and see. But certainly from a midfielder's point of view, hopefully he can spend some time in there because he's shown great ability.
And how's a friend of mine, Nick Newman? He's been picked up by you guys on the rookie list. I know he had a bit of a knee problem. How's he fitting in? Has he got any prospects to see any action this season?
Yeah, Nicky Newman, or as a lot of us call him, Chris Newman. He's done well. He's other than, you know, minor hiccup with his knee, he had a minor scope there, which is not ideal for a first-year player, but he's showing good temperament. He's a beautiful kick, as we've seen last year in the VFL, and we think if he can get his knee right, if he can be a game time in the reserves to get his feel for it, we think he's going to, you know, hopefully be a super sort of that half-back sort of wing type for us, using it pretty well. So obviously, first-year player, so, you know, he's just still getting used to it all, but hopefully, barring injury and barring any more needles to that knee, he comes back in and becomes a good player for us.
Good.
We've got to let you go. Just last one. Are you missing Nick Malcheski's beard?
I'm missing his beard, missing his run at a halfback, and missing his left foot, mate. But no, obviously you've got to move on from those things. But, I mean, we all love Mel here at the footy club, and hopefully he does well this year for the Suns.
Mate, good luck. We know that you're going to be in the middle of it all again, and we appreciate you joining us on the show, as you always do. Thanks for your time, mate.
Cheers, boys.